Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
By the way, the no host thing worked out so well for the Oscars last year. I guess they're going to do it again.
Yeah, I think that's cool.
Some ABC exec said there will be no traditional host again this year because they want to build on the successful formula that worked last year.
Well, and I'm sure after watching Ricky Gervais attack all of Hollywood with the charged political times that we're living in, they're probably a little nervous about setting somebody else loose on the Oscars.
Hey, you know what was great about that is I didn't know this, but I guess Tim Cook was in the audience.
Oh, yeah?
I wonder how that went over.
I don't know.
What was that moment like? But ratings were up last year at the Oscars, stopping a four-year slide. Of course, it's unclear how much of that actually had to do with not having a host. The show did move at a much brisker pace. I will say that last year's telecast was 3 hours, 13 minutes long, which while the previous year was just under 4 hours. That said, it is worth pointing out that three of the eight Best Picture nominees were blockbusters, so there was more mainstream appeal than usual. But this year's show will air on Sunday, February 9th, and the nominees will be announced this Monday, January 13th.
I think my favorite story of the day is this Dolly Parton story, because this I did not know about her. And she apparently has talked about her tattoos here and there, but she's always been shy about where they're located and what they look like. Well, she's opened up just a little bit more on the Dolly Parton's America podcast.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah.
She has a series on Netflix, too. Did you know that? It's called Heartstrings.
Ugh.
So she has it's not necessarily her.
It's the stories from the songs.
Yes.
Right?
So what happens was I watched the first one because it starred Julianne Hough as Jolene. So Dolly Parton comes on and she talks about the song Jolene, kind of what inspired the song. And then they do like a short little 1 hour made for Netflix movie based on the song.
Quick side note here, Jeff. Julianne Hough and her husband are spending some time apart.
Oh,
so no.
You may have another shot at it there.
And you might think she's super hot in this, Jeff, because she has long red hair.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay.
Happy birthday.
See?
Thank you, Julianne.
So Dolly said, I have a few tattoos on my body. They are not meant to be tattoos for the sake of tattoos. I'm very fair skinned, and when I have any kind of surgery or any kind of scarring, I kind of discolor. So when I started getting a few things done.
I have audio, by the way.
Oh, do you have it? Okay, go.
Yeah. I'm sorry I didn't bring that up sooner. Okay. I just found it.
I have a few tattoos. They are not meant to be tattoos for the sake of tattoos. I'm very fair-skinned, and when I have any kind of surgery or any kind of scarring, you know, it's kind of discolors and I can't get the color. So when I first started getting a few little things done, I had a few little tattoos to cover up some scarring. But I'm not tattooed all over like a bike woman or anything. But I do have a few, but they're very delicate. I don't have the dark ones. They're all pastels. I have some butterflies.
Oh, my word.
I have some lace and some little bows. Couple of things like that.
I don't think anybody's ever seen it. She ever been photographed with these tattoos?
No, and she won't. She still will not say where they are.
Oh, wow.
Well, if they're covering scars, they're probably plastic surgery scars.
Oh.
Yeah, because she stars.
That's where they are.
That's what I'm thinking.
She stars in that Netflix show. Like, she's in it. You know what I mean? Like, it's her, Julianne Hough. And I was like, her body is tight. Like,
it defies gravity.
Yes.
Like, and how does she not tip over?
And she has on a corset, which I know sucks it in and pulls it up, but her boobs like don't even move.
No.
I'm like, how are they that tight and firm at your age?
Oh, there's clothing that's, yes,
she's gotta just be in great physical shape and do the right kind of exercises.
Whatever it is,
maintain that center of gravity,
her neck and back and shoulders. How does she hold all that up?
And she looks incredible. I wish she would share that. Like, I like hearing about your tattoos, but give me a little lowdown on your bra, your corset, What's rocking that body at 70?
I wonder how many times she's been approached to do bra endorsements.
Every bra company on the planet
is probably knocking on her door.
She probably doesn't use a brand. She probably has them custom made.
I was getting ready to say the same thing. Yeah, I think that it's all built into the corset that she wears because it's just, I mean, it's incredible.
Well, what was the what's the thing that they, you know, guys who are lifting boxes and stuff, you know, that work on docks, UPS guys, sometimes FedEx guys, you know, I'm wondering if that's part of it.
Oh, for sure. I wonder to share that kind of stuff, though. Like,
I can't imagine how uncomfortable that is to wear a corset every day.
I'm sure. But she might be used to it by now. Like, she might be like, you know, in 1980, it sucked. But right now, I feel fine. Well, if I don't have it on, it feels weird.
And anybody that's had, I'm curious if anybody else that's had any kind of abdominal surgery, those compression garments.
Oh, yeah.
Were pretty sweet.
They're incredible.
And they were really comfortable.
Right.
That was, so I'm sure Dolly's got something that's amazing.
I remember after the C-section, they make you wear the compression garment. Mm-hmm. And when you didn't have it on, like, my body's falling out of me. It's so weird. It's a weird feeling.
Huh. Yeah. It is.
You missed the security.
Oh, yeah.
It just kept
everything in place right where it's supposed to be.
And you're like, where did all that fat go? Oh, darn, it's still in here.
I need one of those for my jowls.
Yeah. Something to suck and tuck.
But I'll tell you what, compression garment sizing is like wedding gown sizing.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you go in there and it's not, you know.
No.
To get a size small or a medium in a compression garment, you basically have to be a four-year-old child.
Yes.
So when you go in.
You need an expert.
You were wearing an 8X.
Yeah. I remember telling Scott.
Oh, my.
I'm like, pull it tighter. He's like, it's not going any tighter. I'm like, it can get tighter.
And you know she was yelling at him like that, just like that too.
Oh yeah,
pull it tight,
tighter.
6:55. Apparently, the most common way we hurt ourselves involves zero physical activity.
Zero zip zilch.
You literally do it in your sleep.
Oh, is that why I wake up sometimes and I'm like, oh, that crick in my neck? What happened?
Sometimes. It's aches and pains from sleeping in a weird position. 41% of Americans have really hurt themselves simply sleeping in a weird position. And you may not do it intentionally. It may just be something you do when you're sleeping. You roll over the wrong way or you just...
Well, I wonder, too, if you're not sleeping on a really good mattress, you know, that's giving you... Because, I mean...
Yeah.
Could have something to do with that?
Yeah, I don't think we realize that either until you go either stay in a mattress that's much nicer than yours, that you regular, or one that's way worse.
Yeah.
Because then you notice.
We bought a mattress as our Christmas present to each other. And I will say it was delivered on Tuesday. And I have never slept better in my entire life.
Yeah.
I have always been someone that I always thought was like, oh, I'm just a horrible sleeper. I just don't sleep well. I don't whatever. And I will tell you that I have never, even like I took a 45-minute nap yesterday and I slobbered. I was like, what? Like, I was so...
That's a good nap.
I know. In 45 minutes, I ran to Kroger before I pick up Penelope. I was like, I got to lay down and get my mom brain correct. Thank God I set an alarm because the pillow was wet.
Oh, that is hilarious.
I have never had a better bed in my life.
Yeah.
It's insane. And I thought it was just me.
Well, sleeping in the wrong position is the most common way we hurt ourselves. Believe it or not, doing laundry is a close number two.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, since I've lived in a place where the washer and dryer are on the same floor as the bedroom, I don't ever want to go back. I don't want to do it any other way. That's just, you know, like when you got stairs and stuff, you don't want to lug that stuff up.
No.
Flights of stairs, do you? You want to go all the way down to the basement and do that?
No, that's, you guys are going to laugh. I don't think I've told you this part about my new house for that exact reason. I have a washer and dryer upstairs, and I put another one downstairs across the hall from my closet.
Because
I know what's going to happen.
You have two washer and dryers for your cottage.
What's going to happen?
Hold on a minute.
I know.
You should have kept that to yourself.
I was going to say the same thing to him, I swear.
Two sets of washer dryers?
Just a little one in the basement. I may just put a washer in the basement because most of my clothes are hang dry.
My word.
So where's your bedroom?
My bedroom's on the main floor.
On the main floor. So that's where washer, dryer, set number one is.
Yes.
And then you have a second set of,
my closet is in, the larger part of my closet is in the basement.
Is on another floor?
Is in the basement. And so then.
Do you take an elevator to get to that floor?
Maybe.
This is just getting worse. We should talk about something else.
So let me get this straight.
I'm downsizing.
I need two washing machines.
I'm right-sizing.
We just went through it's 6 months of downsizing, and this is where we're going.
Right-sizing.
It's my cozy cottage with an elevator and two washer and dryer systems.
Let's just move into a farm.
I am.
So you're going to get up in the morning.
Oh, my gosh. Take your elevator.
Take your elevator to the closet where you have an additional special washer dryer for the closet.
It's not in the closet. It's across the hall.
Oh, my word.
Easy access. That is amazing. I can't wait.
Good for you, Jay.
It wasn't my idea. It was recommended by the people who have seen me live. They're like, you know, you probably.
And the one selling you the home.
You probably really enjoy having this. This would be good for you.
Well, I trust people. While we're at it, you could probably use a driver, too.
Really? You got a guy? Oh.
Wow.
Just a little one.
Well, look, there you go. Now you don't have to worry about that.
So when you talk about getting injured with the laundry, though, yes. Is a lot of that from like...
A lot of it is lifting.
Lifting it.
So if you're lifting the stuff, I mean, like at Kristen's house, she has this was a house built in the 70s, and it was really clever. They built a laundry chute so you could toss the clothes from any floor,
and it goes right into the laundry basket
in the basement.
It's brilliant.
But still, you know, you got to lug that stuff
upstairs.
Up to the main floor and then up to the bedroom floor.
Exactly.
Which I'm not looking forward to.
Handled.
Two sets of washer dryer. I mean, the elevator... Damn. I get.
Aren't we all looking for ways to make life a little
easier? Oh, absolutely.
And we all do it in different ways.
For sure.
Well, we have a couple of friends who work here in the building that have elevators, but they also have those very tall row houses down by the river.
Oh, yeah.
It's very helpful, especially, you know, when you have like a big grocery run. It's nice to have.
Right. Well, I just kind of didn't have a choice.
That's right.
Then you be you.
Who cares? Yeah.
My closet was just too... Actually, I'm going to take Tim. Tim's going to come up to my house today, my new house, because I've been writing inspirational stuff all over the walls because the drywall is going up tomorrow.
That's nice.
So, right, just covering the walls and inspirational things. We've been putting crystals in the walls and setting intentions, and Jacob's been helping me with it, so... We'll do a little video.
Oh, that's fun today.
Yeah.
Couple of things. One, I like making fun of you for it, but I absolutely think you should be able to have whatever you want in your own home.
Well, thank you.
And two, there was a listener that shared with us a vacation retreat that you can go on in North Carolina where you go creaking for crystals.
Creaking for crystals? Yes. I get to dig up my own crystals?
This is like a big thing now. Evidently, creeks all over the like...
Beautiful crystals,
world,
yeah.
I guess people are using. They're going on like crystal retreats where they go creaking, and you get like one of those little beds that they give you the netting
the
at the bottom of the screen, and you shake it, and you get to get crystals.
I like it.
So maybe you should add that to your next.
Put it on the list.
Vacation spot.
I've seen that on Instagram though, where like people, you know, when they're having a house built or something, they'll write things on their 2x4.
People like to write Bible verses and stuff.
Or your wedding vows. John and Tori did that.
Nice.
And they write some of their vows inside.
Love it.
That's nice.
Oh, they did that with their house?
I think so.
That's cool.
A lot of people write their name too, just when they're picking up their lumber. And I know this from ripping out walls.
Oh.
And you're like, that's on a wall, and then it says, Glenn Schnell. Okay.
All right.
Great, Glenn. How you doing?
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.